Mr. Chair, I'm honored to speak on behalf of the group of member states of the non-aligned movement parties to the NPT. The group emphasizes that promoting international cooperation in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy for the realization of the, quote, the inalienable right of the all the parties to the treaty to develop research, production, and use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes without discrimination and in conformity with Articles 1 and 2 of this treaty, end quote, as stipulated in its Article 4, constitutes one of the fundamental objectives of the treaty. The group strongly calls upon all state parties to the treaty to fully respect this inalienable right and underscores that nothing in the treaty shall be interpreted as affecting this right. The group reaffirms the importance of the right of state parties to participate in the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information for the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, as well as their right to cooperation among themselves, in particular in the technological field. The group calls on the conference to reject any restrictions on the exchange of equipment, materials, or scientific and technological information required for the peaceful uses of nuclear energy that are not consistent with the obligations of the treaty. The group also reaffirms the inalienable right of each state to develop research, production, and use of nuclear energy, including the sovereign right to develop full national fuel cycle for peaceful purposes without discrimination. It is the sovereign right of each state to define its national energy policies. Any decisions on multilateral approaches to nuclear fuel cycle shall be made by consensus. The group remains deeply concerned about the ability of certain states that are not parties to the treaty to obtain, in particular from some nuclear weapon states, nuclear materials, technology, and expertise to develop nuclear weapons. The group strongly calls for the enforcement, without exception or further delay, of the total and complete prohibition, as stipulated in the treaty, of the transfer of nuclear technology and materials to states that are not parties to the treaty. The group recognizes that the responsibility for nuclear safety and nuclear security rests with individual states. Any multilateral norms, guidelines, or rules in nuclear security should be pursued within the framework of the International Atomic Energy Agency. NAM continues to note with concern that undue restrictions on export to developing countries of material, equipment, and technology for peaceful purposes persist, and emphasizes that measures and initiatives aimed at strengthening nuclear safety and security must not be used as a pretext or leverage to violate, deny, or restrict the inalienable right of developing countries to develop research, production, and use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes without discrimination. The group strongly calls upon all states, in accordance with the purpose and principles of the UN Charter, as well as international law, to refrain from attack of or threat to attack nuclear facilities, operational or under construction, devoted to peaceful purposes. The group reiterates that the IAEA is the sole competent authority responsible for the verification of the fulfillment of safeguards obligations assumed by state parties under the treaty, with a view to preventing diversion of nuclear material and technology from peaceful uses to nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices, as well as the global focal point for nuclear technical cooperation. The group stresses that the IAEA Technical Cooperation Program, as the main vehicle for the transfer of nuclear technology for peaceful purposes, should continue to be formulated and implemented in accordance with the IAEA statute. While expressing its full confidence in the impartiality and professionalism of the IAEA, the group strongly rejects any attempts by any states to politicize the work of the IAEA, including its technical cooperation program, in violation of its statute, as well as any pressure or interference in the agency's activities, which could jeopardize the efficiency and credibility of the IAEA. The group encourages the IAEA to continue supporting developing countries in realizing the Sustainable Development Goals. In this regard, the group also recognizes the major and important role of the IAEA in assisting, in particular, developing state parties to the treaty in planning for, making full use of, and scaling up the peaceful applications of nuclear science and technology. Mr. Chair, the group has submitted working paper on the inalienable right to develop research, production, and uses of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. The group also expresses concern that certain unilateral, politically motivated restrictions and/or limitations seriously hamper the exercise by developing states parties of their inalienable rights to develop research, production, and use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, including to participate in the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information for the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The group also reaffirms that any interpretation that is used as a pretext to prevent the transfer of nuclear technology for peaceful purposes is inconsistent with the object and purpose of the treaty, and therefore strongly call for the fulfillment of the obligations under Article 4, Paragraph 2 of the treaty with regards to exports to other states parties of nuclear material, equipment, and technology for peaceful purposes. Lastly, Mr. Chair, the group reiterates the need for caution in thoroughly addressing the associated technical, legal, and economic aspect, as well as the underlying political dimensions of the issue of assurances of nuclear fuel supply, and to stress the necessity to ensure that any further consideration of this issue is based on a coherent and comprehensive conceptual framework that adequately addresses the views and concerns of all state parties, and that any proposal that eventually emerges in this regard is in full accordance with the Non-Proliferation Treaty and takes into account the respective legal obligations of state parties and the principles of non-discrimination. I thank you, Mr. Chair.